But it's always cool in the hall.
But what was the purpose of having one part of the house here and one part of the house there?
Well, that's the way they used to build them. I don't know.
I
have a hall, you know, between. You sit in that hall, have that hall to sit out in.
Wasn't it open almost? It was open.
Oh, there was a lot of people.
Yeah,
there was
open
people all over the hillsides and in the hall and everywhere. It was just a lot
of wide place, you know.
In the school that I went to,
I had a front porch,
100 in Roebling.
And then there was a hall, big wide hall, and then a back porch.
One room.
Then over here, that was up there.
And
Mr.
Dave Smith.
There was a living room and kitchen, side room for the kitchen. And then
one time
I went to another room, I used for the bedroom.
Well, Gary, let me ask something. If a door is open and you don't want it open, what would you tell somebody?
19. Well, I remember 1900. In 1900, I was 7 years old.
This is crazy. Okay.
If you
had a house that had boards on the outside.
Boards on top. Roof.
Oh, they like
it. What if you live in a house that had boards on the side?
Oh.
Like this house got boards
no,
on the side.
No, wood stove.
Sideboards,
got wood stove.
Okay.
And children had to walk for miles and miles at school and get cold and cold, and the little ones come in and crying with their hands, you know, or come this cold. Just all little piece about as far as from here at the store up there a little further. Just across
the street. What do you do when you got a nail and you want to put a nail in the wall? How do you put a nail in the wall?
Take a hand.
They're all farmers. They were all farmers.
Yeah,
wasn't anything for them to do at all. Well, no, well, that was my cure. They must.
Okay.
I cooked out shells. I cooked out mushroom
shells.
Also,
you know, if you get in the car,
I enjoyed hunting
the
slugs, trying to find me a pearl.
No. I
never did find no pearl, but I found a lot of slugs.
Okay, what do you call the top of the house?
Roof.
I was, I married the 28th of December,
1907,
and I would have been 15 in February 5th.
I don't know what you call it.
Any guess?
Oh, about a year before
we
married.
Yeah.
Drain?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Gutter, yeah.
97 years.
We used to call it ring trough house.
Yeah, gutter.
And he worked
there. Some people call it eave trough.
That on the farm.
The gutter, you know, it runs the water off.
They farmed too. No, he got out on his own.
Okay.
He was 18 years old.
Step on your lips.
Got out, hired out to people, you know, on the farm to help out, to help his daddy out.
Run away and get married?
No, married at home.
Your brother asked you these questions.
Gary, what do you call it?
There was eight of us
children,
and they're all living now, but one next to me. All living
home
in the house. No. You know, Tom and Sadie, you know, they moved in. Both of their husbands are dead. They lived in Detroit, and they both married up there. And they didn't have any children. They didn't have any related, nobody up there at all, but just friends, and they have moved back to me, moved around the floor.
Where'd you keep your stove wood?
We just stacked it up on the outside, ranks of stove wood, just ranked it up.
How'd you keep it dry, though?
Didn't keep it dry, unless you laid plank or something on top of it, kind of.
Well, what about the place where you kept all the harness for the
they had a gear room.
Bonnet, bait, and bait,
sure.